This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a nursing home.
Nope, I need it.
Progress note on a patient name. I'm sorry, nursing home H&P on a patient named Cynthia Bethay. Last name B-E-T-H-A. Why? Cynthia, C-Y-N-T-H-I-A. Place was Mission Point in Flint. Date was August 11, 2023. New paragraph patient profile. Mrs. Bethay is a 40-year-old female with end-stage adrenal disease, period. She came back from the hospital on November 9th. New paragraph. Chief complaint. Inability to get hemodialysis, and she has had hyperkalemia and fluid overload. New paragraph, history of past illness. She was getting hemodialysis 4 times a week and had a history of congestive heart failure and diabetes and was septic for an infectious dialysis catheter before she was hospitalized, period. There was methicillin-resistant aureus on July 5th, period. She had been getting vancomycin IV via the groin, and she's unable to have hemodialysis a couple times before she was hospitalized, period. She came to ER with a hemoglobin of 8.1 and a potassium of 7.1, period. Nephrology was consulted, period. She was given a permacast in her right groin, and she was treated with dialysis there, period. Her fluid overload was corrected, period. She also saw cardiology during the hospitalization, period. She now feels reasonably well and is being dialyzed, and she had a AV graft inserted as an outpatient today at the hospital, period. This is in follow-up to her hospitalization, period. At the present time, she's not short of breath and denies any chest pain, period. She continues to have a significant left hemiplegia from a stroke a couple of years ago, period. She has diabetes mellitus and is being monitored on insulin, period. There's a history of hypertension, which is controlled, period. Her left heel wound has healed now, period. She denies any polyuria or polydipsia. The paragraph review of systems, constitutional. She's not feeling febrile or having chills. Eye, no new complaints, ENT, no sore throat or earache, respiratory, no dyspnea or cough, cardiovascular, chest pain or palpitations. GI, no abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting or diarrhea. GU, no dysuria or other complaints. She's on dialysis. Heme, no excessive bruising or bleeding. Endocrine, no polyuria or polydipsia. Skin, no rash or itch. New paragraph, past history is positive for end-stage renal disease, diabetes mellitus, hypertension, history of pneumonia, history of anemia, hypothyroidism, history of hyperkalemia, heart failure, obstructive sleep apnea. Her family history, both parents had a stroke, period. Her mother had a seizure disorder, period. Her father had diabetes mellitus, period. Impaired social history, no current smoking or ethanol abuse, period. She's been residing in the nursing home for some time now. New paragraph, medications. Lantus, 15 units in the morning. Novolog, 10 units, 3 times a day before meals. Latanopro, 0.05%, 1 drop in the right eye at bedtime. Lactose, 30 mLs daily. Docusate, 100 milligrams at bedtime. Aspirin, 81 milligrams daily. Ferrosulfate, 325 milligrams daily. Multivitamins, one daily. Ondansetron, 4 milligrams every 6 hours as needed. Calcium acetate, 1 tablet 3 times a day of 667 milligrams. Atorvastatin, 80 milligrams nightly. Synthroid, 100 milligrams or micrograms daily. Levetiracetam, 100 milligrams twice a day. Hydralazine, 50 milligrams daily. Famotidine, 20 milligrams daily. Lexapro, 5 milligrams daily. Carvedilol, 6.25 milligrams twice a day. New paragraph, allergies, metformin and pork. New paragraph, examination. He's not acutely distressed and alert, and is alert, period. He's oriented and morbidly obese. Blood pressure 90 over 60, temperature 97.5, pulse 91, respiratory rate 17, O2 sat 90. Well, I'll just say, leave it at that then. Head and neck. Eyelids and conjunctiva normal, extraocular movements intact. Oral mucosa normal, use normal inspection. Neck supple, no mass or nodes. Lungs were cleared to percussion and auscultation without accessory muscle use, period. Cardiovascular normal is 1 out of 2, no gout. Faint systolic murmur 1 out of 6. 1 plus edema of the legs. Abdomen soft and not tender, no palpable organomegaly. CNS positive for left hemiplegia, period. Cranial nerves are grossly normal. Sensation grossly intact, period. Musculoskeletal. No acute joint inflammation or effusions, no cyanosis. Skin, the left heel wound has healed, period. No rash or itch, so no ominous rash is seen, period. Paragraph assessment and plan. One, she had end-stage renal disease and had a new dialysis graft inserted because there was sepsis in the previous one and is currently dialyzing with a permacath, period. Her hyperkalemia and fluid overload has been corrected, period. She has a new fistula from put in today, period. Two, she has hypertensive heart and kidney disease treated with dialysis. And I will continue. Carvedilol 6.25 milligrams twice a day. Period. Her heart failure is mainly treated with dialysis at the present time for fluid overload, period. Teresa has diabetes mellitus, and sugars are running a bit high, but she just returned, so I'll observe her on Lantus 15 units daily, plus Novolog 10 units 3 times a day before meals, and if necessary, increase the dose, period. Four, she has a history of stroke, which is baseline with left hemiplegia, period. I'll continue the atorvastatin. milligrams daily plus aspirin, 81 milligrams daily. 6 years has a history of seizures, and I'll continue levetiracetam, 1,000 milligrams twice a day, period. 7 years has a history of depression, and I will continue Lexapro, 5 milligrams daily, period. 8 years hypothyroidism, and I will continue levothyroxine, 100 micrograms daily, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating. End of dictation.